This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hold on a second, gang. I know you're excited to hear this episode, but we have some news, and it's a little bittersweet. This will be the last new recorded Hollywood Handbook episode for this year, the calendar year of 2023. Hayes and I are taking a much-deserved vacation.
You finally did it to us.
You broke our spirits.
You blood-sucking freaks.
The feed will not be barren. It will actually still be producing content for you, but it will be previously paywalled premium content, things like some of our favorite pro versions that hadn't been released through the course of the year.
Much better than anything that we would have done after you've gotten through with us.
Yeah, after what you've done. And also, we are putting all three seasons of Masterclass up on a free feed available to all. So if you just never pulled the trigger to try it out, congratulations, you win. You waited me out.
Finally did it.
I want you to hear it. I'm proud of these seasons. We're going to be putting up one episode from season one that had been paywalled in the main feed at some point. And then Kevin, I'm sure, will provide you with a link to the rest. So relive the majesty and wonder all over again if you've heard it before. If you do pay, I know it feels like you're being punished, but in fact we are the ones who have been punished. and we must regroup.
Sleep. The song?
I'm going to put it in post.
The song's going to be in post?
Posty.
Okay.
So we never get to hear the song again?
Yeah. Kevin, do we never get to hear the song again?
One day will be added live. Today's so, not that day.
I guess what you're telling me too is you don't listen to the episode, that you only hear the song when you are here for a recording.
Yeah. Okay. It's the only thing I look forward to.
Yeah. Because the listeners will be hearing this song.
That's the only thing. Oh.
And is the song playing now when I'm talking, or does the song
finish? Probably over by now.
It's over now? Okay.
So it's happened.
You missed. Yeah, it's done.
Okay. Yeah.
And what I'm hearing, I guess, is Clea coming like after everything,
the journey,
immediately making demands, like still coming from a place of like, how can I get what I need out of this experience?
Well, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I want to just, because obviously, like,
I want to. And it's so.
I'm going to be a different voice.
Mine.
We want.
So perfect.
Tony and I. Okay. I brought Tony here.
That's why Tony's here.
We got Tony on our own previously, and I knew you were going to say
Tony Hale did come on once before.
Yeah. That's weird because I remember.
For 5 or 6 years.
Tony, who emailed you about being on the show?
Previously.
My other eye.
But Tony, who else had emailed you in between to no response?
My other two.
Okay, I don't want to, here's the thing. Unlike Mackenzie, unlike Mary, unlike Jason, I actually really care about Tony.
His names.
Okay.
And I want, like, I brought him here because he's a good person. He's a great person to work with. I think that he can help us sort of like shelve the animosity that we've had in the past start fresh.
May I make an observation?
Yeah.
Tony Heel.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh. Yeah.
Tony Heel.
I do that a lot, actually.
You do.
I'm brought into situations to bring reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I can see if I wasn't an actor, I would have been a therapist.
For sure.
I enjoy hearing both sides and being a mediator.
Okay. I guess to me, it's not really a both sides thing. I'm not trying to do, like, you know, it's our show. Number two, we have actual work to do today. You know what
we
I mean?
We have a property that is basically an untapped gold mine, and we have entrusted it to Clea, which was very exciting at first, and now is initially that was the talk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, is that still something you're open to?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm here. Mm-hmm. So,
would you mind sharing? I'm a blank slate, so I don't really know a lot about the project you're talking about.
At this point, I don't either. I'll be honest, because it's been through so many fucking. sorry. There have been a lot of drafts.
I still care about it.
Because
I'm so fucking stupid, I still actually care about this project.
I'm mad at myself.
To see it come to life, and that's on me.
Yeah,
that's my fault.
Fool me once, Xiaomi, fool me, what is this, the sixth time? There's a lot of shame that I have to unpack, because I still want to see it, and I want people to have it. Like, this is such a stressful time for so many people. Mm. The holidays.
What's special about it for you?
I guess when I was growing up, I felt like there were all these Christmas movies that were this kind of like pre-packaged, like prescribed version of what the holiday season was. And none of it reflected me, my experience with my friends. And I thought, wow, we can really break the mold and reach out to the outcasts, the weirdos, you know, the people like us, the outsiders, the artists, the renegades. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how do you see that manifesting?
You're
in this
freaks.
Book?
That's what they say. It's like, yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are freaks, and we're proud of it,
actually.
Wow. Yeah.
Comic-Con. You know what I mean? Mm. Like stuff for like real, true weirdos that like don't fit in anywhere else, and like,
and
don't
this would be
have something for them.
Your holiday movie you're talking about.
It's about Santa. Yes.
It's about
Santa. Oh, it's about Santa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is Santa a freak?
Well, it's about love.
At his heart, it's about love. Just like at our
well, hearts. It's hard. It's about Santa as well.
Yeah.
It's about Santa's heart.
It's about love and Santa.
Love and Santa, not love or Santa.
Is it called Love and Santa?
Love
it
and
is.
Santa.
It
is what it's called.
Okay. Yeah, is Santa? Would you consider Santa one of those freaks?
Wow.
You tell me, Tony. I mean, what's your perception of this guy?
Right.
He's completely isolated, right?
Mm.
He's in the North Pole. He has this entire community of...
Elves.
Elves,
yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
And are elves people you think are traditionally embraced by, you know, typical society?
So he's kind of like a Willy Wonka of Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, we're not trying to
compete with Wonka.
Yeah, exactly. we're not trying to like hold those next to each other. You know, we need this to kind of be its own thing, because if
we don't want to be the shitty version of Wonka.
We're just going to get
the good version of Wonka Santa.
Oh, yeah.
It's ideally, yeah.
Do you mind talking a little bit? I know you've talked about this before, but what is the main tension between you guys regarding love and Santa?
Yeah, I would love to hear your side of it.
Okay. A lack of commitment, a lack of professionalism.
Yes.
Wow.
Just like a total dearth of ideas.
And when there are ideas, they are so toxic, so detrimental to the project. Everything that has been brought to it has been not just unproductive, but like actually dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Is this about the swamp?
Yes, it is about the swamp.
The swamp, in fact, is the primary concern that I have now because, as you know,
we lost
a lot of... Thank you.
A lot of crew members to the swamp. But guess what? The swamp is gone. The swamp, we don't know what happened to it. The swamp is gone now.
That was not your choice. That was not... You act like you decided to move off of the swamp. You, in fact, held on for dear life to the swamp idea to the detriment of crew members... Cast members, family members.
Wait, has this already been shot?
We've
not in a usable. Yeah.
Yeah, we've definitely started filming a lot.
And there's a script
footage. It's in flux.
And it's sort of an outline.
It's a living
That's
document.
The way we do it. We let
it's like
play
a curb,
within
like a
the,
curb
yes.
your enthusiasm.
Yeah, exactly. But we don't want to be.
We
like,
put the bones together and we let everybody bring their.
Was Santa living in the swamp?
In the swamp.
It was. It was Big Laden who was coming out of the swamp. Like Big
Laden is a giant.
Yeah, he's a giant Osama bin Laden.
You said, sorry, just
like
for
clarity, you said type.
Like a like a kaiju kind
you
of
said
yeah.
Mecca, Big Laden, right?
Big Laden. Oh, because he is so large. He's big, he's
that's
large.
A great name.
When he was thrown Big in Laden, the ocean, he landed in like a trench that had some kind of property.
Yeah, chemical or it's not like a magical. It's not supernatural necessarily.
We know
it's really grounded.
We know less about what's down there at the bottom of the ocean than we do that what's 10 billion light years away in outer space.
Yeah.
Was he kind of the so just for clarity, was he the rival to Santa?
I don't know if we ever drilled down on that.
I don't think they even met. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, they don't share any screen time.
Santa,
Big Laden is too big to really like have other.
What was his purpose in the story of Santa?
Gosh, I mean, I guess,
we wanted
well,
a set
actor,
piece.
I
we
guess like
a
we could have
point.
You kind of figure that out, you know, like set your own.
Oh, sure. I'd
purpose,
love to. I've considered myself also a very creative therapist, so I'd love to give some contributions if that's okay.
So cool.
I do think there probably needs to be some tension in the story. Is there, I know there's tension
but
among
tension
you guys, but
us.
Is there tension?
So
we thought that
was,
we
were hoping that would
translate on screen.
Not going to Carson's house for Christmas this year,
they will not do it. Every year we go to Carson's and this year
every
it's
year
like,
it happens again
and it's his rules and it's his way or the highway.
It's his Christmas. So, no more.
Yeah. No, it's not Carson's Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Like,
here we go.
Is Carson the lead child?
Sort of. Huh? Wait.
Is Carson the lead like child we're talking about? Is there a child?
No, Carson's a grown man. No children. We're not allowed to
this
have them on
set. Grown-ups only.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you talk about Carson's
Big Laden to be like with kids.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you say Carson and the, you mentioned a gang.
Yeah.
You're
getting
Carson,
caught up on the whole Carson's house thing. Where we're actually not going
there. Yeah. Actually, you'll be relieved to hear this. Yes. You don't need to know a lot about Carson because we're not going to his house this year.
Where?
If he wants to come to our thing, actually, we're cool enough that I would be like, yeah, dude, like, fucking come
do you
through
mind
and
me,
just like let go. Yeah.
I hear I'm going to switch to you if you don't
thank
mind.
Thank you. Yeah.
Would you mind describing what excites you about the project?
Okay, can I go back to just something that Sean said?
Sure.
And then I want to I really want to answer your question.
This is everything.
Yeah.
This is everything.
Okay.
But it's always
okay.
Doubling back.
It's always right? Can I go back to this other thing?
Well, it's just that you're allowed to say something and I'm not.
We will never get to
okay.
Yeah, I would just like to hear your perspective, not necessarily a response to his comment.
It's more okay. Then I have.
Just I'm mainly. Thinking,
I'd like to share my.
Okay,
it will never happen.
Perspective.
What about your excitement? Can we talk about your excitement?
Your
it's a fucking shell game.
I'm excited about
answering what
my
God
perspective.
Said yes.
Yeah.
You're excited about your perspective to his comment.
Yes.
Is that right?
But then, it ties into what I'm excited about the project. So,
okay.
Sean says something that is like implying that like I just come here and I destroy everything. But
what
he's
I
not.
Said. I just love hearing.
Oh,
what
I'm sorry.
I said.
I'm just gonna put a pause on you for just a second. I just want to hear. Let her finish.
Yeah.
Something that I feel like Sean and Hayes do not acknowledge is that they emailed me. Well, Kevin emails me because they won't speak to me when we're not on the podcast.
Oh, wow. That's a whole other discussion.
So I get the email. They're like, hey, the boys want you to come in. And I say, yes, absolutely. What time? I'm there. Mm-hmm. I'm here. Mm-hmm. I am right. Like, I am offering myself. I'm offering my creativity. I'm offering my passion.
Let me know when I'm unpaused. Just let me know when I'm unpaused.
He already said he would. So I don't think you need to check in about it.
Okay.
Because I'm actually talking for once.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
I'm talking for
I actually really will let you know.
Thank you. I'd appreciate it.
And I can hear honesty in his voice, and it's so refreshing. It's like
it's so refreshing.
It's exactly what
so
I needed
unique.
Right
okay.
now. It's is
was it still like, my turn to talk?
Really
I can't tell because I feel like the boys are just talking so much.
Great.
Eyedropper of honesty.
Okay, I'm
going to
pause.
Okay.
Great.
I don't even know what I was saying.
That's right.
I guess what I'm excited about, like... I guess what I'm excited about the project is like, we do always go to, like they do every year we go to Carson's and like the fact that we would get a movie to make a movie where we're not going to Carson's, it just feels so liberating.
Have you done other movies that have gone to Carson?
I feel like every movie every ends movie up at Carson's in one way or another.
Every
like
Christmas.
Even if it's not literally.
And you all have a connection to Carson somehow.
Not this
no,
year.
Carson,
no, sir.
No,
not this, anymore.
Not you anymore, yeah.
I have kind of a broad question to maybe find the excitement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe each of you could describe how you see the poster of this project.
With
like how guy. You want other people to have that first impression view mm-hmm. of this project. What does, who's on the poster? What does Santa and love look like on the okay. poster?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start with you.
You know how a lot of them are outside the theater?
The posters?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking like when you're at the urinal.
Okay.
You yeah. really got to look.
Well, they a lot
you
of
really got to yeah. look down. First of all, like you're supposed to just like focus on your own mm-hmm. stuff, right? So like you're
good
like,
luck.
So we have an right. audience.
Yeah, right.
That's totally captured in terms of like where their eyes are going.
Mm-hmm.
So if we just kind of mash the poster in there.
Again, it feels like you're taking someone out of the equation of this discussion. Because uh-huh. there's.
Thank you, Tony.
There's not a urinal in her world.
Uh huh.
But I think in what you're saying. And
okay,
you,
why do so you there know that? Sorry, how do you know that?
You're right. You're right. So you're maybe in there. Maybe you could include, maybe you could say urinal and stall.
In my perfect world, we are all using a trough.
Wow.
The same trough. All of humanity
oh, okay.
is true. Getting to use the same
true equality.
Trough. Man, yes. that'd be interesting.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. There's ice in it. There's movie posters
oh,
in
I,
it.
I do enjoy beautiful an ice movies. In a
mm-hmm. Yes.
Ice sculpture movie poster.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Again,
so that's how I would like yeah. them to look at it.
I so I hear your placement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear the description of the
piss
poster.
Piss in Ice mm-hmm. Bin Laden's eye, mm-hmm. right? Big Laden.
So but. Big Laden would be a focus of the poster.
He's so big. I don't know. I would. I mean, keep him out of it. Really, yeah. at this point, he's gotten so big.
Okay.
I feel I mean, like he could be the not. Entire background, maybe.
Well, he could be all yeah. in his belly. You don't even realize until you
oh,
see
oh, I
the
like
movie,
that.
You know what I mean?
Mm. That's
it's like
good.
It's all on Big Lund's belly.
So and it's like Santa like, oh. by the pool OD'd
mm-hmm. yeah.
on the poster.
Needle sticking out
or
his
is that
arm.
A spoiler?
Yeah. Or maybe for Tony. Like I mean, I think it happens in the first couple minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm. It's good to get some facts about mm-hmm. the story. So Santa... ODs yes. in the beginning.
He's okay. But he does OD
he's
in
dead.
The beginning.
He okay. dies, but yeah. he's not like he's not but like he's not, grotesque. He's not like yeah. fucked up looking. Mm. Like he's sort of a beautiful, exquisite
he's a beautiful corpse,
corpse, right?
Yeah.
yeah.
He's a beautiful corpse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And no, was... Clea has some ways she's going to shoot that. And honestly, that's somewhere where the storyboards are stunning. And I really do. These I would love to see it actually.
Thank you, Sean.
be well, realized. Nice because it did feel like an unfulfilled promise, mm-hmm. Especially in the swamp when everything looked like shit. Yeah.
That was it. The cameras didn't function properly because of whatever was coming out of the swamp messed with the...
Go ahead.
I felt, you know what's so sad is pause. I really felt like.
If we could just pause that noise while yeah. she's talking.
Okay. Well, he's actually trying to
I
help her out
treat.
Here to actually pick up trash.
Or do you have a treat in there?
He has a treat in there.
Yes.
Do you? May I see it?
You may. But I'd have to unpause the noise.
You can, I unpause the noise.
Oh, no. Okay. For a treat, he'll unpause it.
Oh, is that, huh. is that a Ted Lasso biscuit?
This is a Ted Lasso biscuit.
Wow.
Inspired by the unconventional soccer coach.
And so if we could have our own little snack from out of this, I totally think, like, I still think that's within
range.
Is
that 11 Santa, you know,
yes.
biscuit people will be saying?
Exactly.
Maybe not a biscuit, but
do you see how
whatever.
Trained you are? Like, do you see yeah. how...
Do you know Hannah Waddingham?
I worked with her once.
Okay,
but you don't know.
I don't know her.
Can we get her
okay.
to eat something new? Yeah. This is even better than Ted Lasso biscuit. Something like this in the movie.
Is she in it?
Could be.
That's. I'm asking you. Get her in it. Have her eat the thing.
So the snack we create.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, but
that's
I
right.
feel crazy like, now. Did I not
no,
say
no,
that
no,
twice?
No. You're not. I'm trying to wrap my head around Santa ODing in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then getting to a snack. And it's hard to think of a healthy
that's
snack.
That's the journey.
Well, maybe,
Joseph
maybe
Campbell,
OD'd
right?
Because like, he hadn't like, eaten anything.
That's the hero's journey.
Well, Santa's
that
been working hard
journey.
All year. Like, he's been making the toys. He's been keeping the list. Mm-hmm.
And he deserves OD.
Well, it's more that like he he's not taking care of himself. Okay. Santa's not taking care of himself at all. And then Christmas happens. He delivers all the toys. He's exhausted. He tries to just like go on a vacation to kind of unwind after how much he's been working. And like originally he was going to, we had a deal with Swimply and he went to a pool. And that's where he...
We call it a swimply. Like, when a pool is being used as a swimply, well, the pool itself out. Is a swimply.
Can I say something? Can call it whatever we want.
Can I say something just that may inspire, and I'm not trying to get us off track? Swimply's not just pools anymore.
What?
I've never even heard of a swimply.
What? Okay. What do you? I mean, we burned that bridge, but I'm still curious.
So
what,
I wondered about.
Tell
this,
me you
I
live under
you,
a rock without telling me you live
sounds
under
like
a
rock.
I see you still like you're out here working, like
nice
you're doing
guy,
stuff in
Jesus
like the old industry. Where really like it's kind of all Swimply now. Like we do this for love and like for like the art of it.
You
but,
really
like,
do,
but it's all Swimply.
So what combination of two words is Swimply? I get swim. What's plea?
Swim easily.
Okay,
swim please.
Yeah. Swim, please.
Please swim in my pool.
Swim easily, please.
Yeah,
swim easily, please.
And you might. Would you easily? And it's possible that you might wear a swimsuit. That's a little, skimply.
That would be a swank. Like swim trunks.
Yeah,
swank.
Yeah, you might wear.
Now we're
going back to skimply little swank.
Okay. So do you? Okay.
So that's the backstory for Santa. He ODs, and. How Carson fits in there is kind of unclear. How Big Laden got there, I don't remember. I do remember Hayes. He's very strict because the denim he wears is so raw.
It's raw selvage. And so if it touches water, it becomes effectively stone. And so I will be sinking and nothing will
The water becomes stone.
They become so logged. The jeans.
Oh, the
raw
jeans.
Denim becomes so logged.
It's selvage. That,
yeah. It's
Would
selvage.
You mind if we went back to Carson? Can someone describe Carson to me?
Yeah, he's a guy who has a house that we're not going to for Christmas this year. Mm-hmm. That's all you got to know.
Or he's a girl, maybe.
Or it's a girl. I think.
We don't.
I guess
like,
we didn't.
Like,
yeah.
We never settled on a gender for Carson. We were not going there.
Yeah.
Well, because we never meet Carson. He's or they are just someone we talk about.
Right.
Unless you're pitching, like,
yeah.
It
who
feels
can
like you
get?
Have such a fixation on Carson. It's like, do you have a take on Carson?
Well,
like,
did you want to?
Do I want to pitch?
Are you interested in the role?
I've been sort of waiting for, like, as we've been talking about all these characters, like Big Laden, and you asked what his purpose was, and I was like, he's got the freaking hook in his cheek.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Mouth-watering.
I don't know. My gut feels like what I'm hearing is, even as much as you don't want to be a part of Carson, I feel like Carson enters the conversation a lot, which I wonder if...
Well, it's Chekhov's Carson.
Right. So I just think subconsciously Carson might want to be the central figure of this character. And you're just, it's almost like on Project Runway where they always say, just let the fabric speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're trying to make something
I don't
else.
They always say that.
They do. But I'm wondering if Carson needs to be the central factor, but your subconscious is pushing it away.
Maybe.
I'm just putting it out there.
I mean, I feel like if we had an actor who really inspired us that was interested in the role of Carson, we could.
Okay.
I'm certainly open to reconfiguring the movie around a character whose sole purpose was to not exist prior.
I mean,
who have you gone out to?
A handful of
some names.
Of others.
Obviously.
I'd like to pitch myself.
Okay.
I'm going to take the therapist hat off and I'm going to put on, actually, right
it's
here.
Time.
I'm going to take off the hat pack hat.
Okay.
And I'm going to put on
that's
the Tony
really
hat.
That.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to say that I think I love the darkness. I love the realness. And I think you're absolutely right. There needs to be so much more authenticity in the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand Big Laden, but I do know there's a darkness there. And I think we all have darkness in our holidays.
Mm-hmm.
There's even a lament ceremony at church sometimes for people lamenting the holidays. I think that's necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Santa ODing, I have a lot of questions about, but I think there's always a story there.
Well, he takes too much drugs.
He takes a lot of drugs.
This is too much.
OD stands for overdose.
Mm-hmm. It could be like painkillers. It doesn't necessarily have to be recreational drugs. It could be painkillers. Like, he does have a very active lifestyle.
Well, what I was thinking as we do touch on this is that Swimply's not just pools anymore. And you actually can use it to reserve a pickleball court.
Really?
So maybe Carson or Big Laden is just fucking up Santa, just pickling his ass, just absolutely trashing his ass, tattooing him with fucking little just wiffle ball marks.
Brine.
And Santa decides to fight back. Testosterone, HGH, you know, whatever the Marvel cocktail is. I don't know if you've done one of those, but like they put them on a system, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is getting bigger and bigger happen too. Santa. Big Santa and Big Laden, right? Like they're like going at it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he just takes it one step too far.
Too far.
And then, I mean, this would probably fight to what we had pictured was this sort of pristine, I think he should, you know, essentially explode.
Santa.
Not Big Laden.
Or Big Laden.
I was talking about Santa.
I just want to re-anchor this conversation in honesty. I really appreciated that from you before.
Thanks.
But you coming in here and saying that you haven't been doing HGH, Andro, like that, you know, that you aren't on.
That
you're not mid-cycle. Yeah.
Yes.
That turned a corner, that kind of put it.
I immediately, like, that just hit my ear, like, how? Exactly.
I mean, I can speak to that most of my characters are pretty emasculated and don't need that stuff.
Okay.
But I'm ready for a change. I'm ready to get away from, you know, the beaten down underdog and maybe be a little bit of the positive hero.
Okay.
So does this mean, does this mean that you want to play Santa?
No.
Or you still want to be Carson?
Carson.
Or that you just wanted the story Santa Big Laden, but really Carson is still, because like maybe
and
we should
there
be
a time for, I like could, getting the hat back on, getting the hat back yeah. on. Okay, thank
so
you.
We're thinking Carson walks around 240-245, you know,
oh wow,
just raw muscle
okay,
just country strong.
Is
there a song associated with the movie? It sounds like there. I mean, I think you could bring like a Tim McGraw situation
the
in
song
here.
Yes, if we could
country strong, like Santa strong.
God knows we got the chops for it. Yeah, Santa that, strong.
So
Santa strong is good.
We got the tools here.
Tim McGraw, of course, famous for his collaborations with Faith Hill.
Yeah, Carrie Underwood.
Mm-hmm. Where can we take this for the like for 2023? You know what I mean? This is like
that's, well, 2024.
Well, this is
this is coming out this year.
A question.
We gotta get this out by
Christmas. Christmas film.
Yeah,
that's part of why.
Yeah,
that's part of why you do feel so much tension between us because we are behind schedule.
Yeah,
it's December 9th, and this is you're hoping to release this on Christmas Day.
Well, Clea believes that some of the swamp footage is salvageable.
As soon as we can get it out of quarantine, we'll be able to take a look and see what we have. But that, you know, that's going to be down to the wire. So we need to definitely.
How much footage do you have? Would you say?
Quarantine's the name of her dog. My dog ate my homework situation. Dog ate the fucking card, the digital card.
I'm not gonna engage with it.
Yeah, I think there's a Big Laden in the room.
I wish I knew what that meant.
Denial. Please keep talking.
We probably have maybe 6 or 7 minutes of footage. This has to be a feature length film. So we need to film between now and why did they ask us to come in on December 9th when the movie needs to come out by December 25th? I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I mean, we've had so much runway. We've had so many other holidays that we've tried to do.
Oh, I know. I watched Labor Day went by, no call from you. Halloween went by, no call. Thanksgiving went by, no call. And then suddenly, knock, knock, knock. It's
a very curious energy for a director to needing to be directed.
Okay.
Was it like
Was
it like St. Patrick's and then like Big Laden was in St. Patrick's?
That was one incarnation of it.
And then like the Easter Bunny was with Big Laden.
We tried for New Year's. We tried for
Father's Day.
Father's Day was the last one.
Father's Day could have been good. Father Christmas, yeah.
And they were always pushing you to get it on those holidays and can I pitch, was it this tension that kept it from happening?
Didn't help.
Yeah.
Didn't help.
Yeah.
No. Sorry.
But
And no money.
You know what else didn't help? Clea.
Yeah.
Tim McGraw has a song called Live Like You Are Dying. It kind of sounds like Santa.
I still like Santa Strong.
I like Santa
Strong. Santa Strong's feeling.
Santa Strong can be the name of the song. Instead of Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
I think he's right.
It's Tim McGraw and Benny Hill.
Oh, is he? I thought he was dead.
Well, we don't have to like get Benny Hill. And like his most famous song is like mostly instrumental anyway.
Yeah.
So imagine Tim McGraw laying that down.
Yeah.
And it's his voice and it goes, well, I love Santa and I'm married to the Santa and he gives me a present every day.
That's cool.
It kind of
it could
fits
be pretty
like,
cool.
And it fits kind of like an elf energy. An elf energy.
I mean, yeah, but don't like don't tell Tim. Tim like wears lifts and stuff, like, you know.
Oh. Mm. Yeah.
He likes to be referred to as like a big boy, like a very big boy.
So. Yeah. It's going to be hard to keep that from him. I have a hard time not saying stuff.
Speaking of, I mean, I just want to, speaking of the big lot in the room, Clea is wearing the same boots as me, kind of, or at least very similar.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't
which
referring
the boots
to Clea
as topic of conversation. Like,
I'm wearing boots like your same color sweatshirt as Sean. Like, I'm really
it's
trying
all,
to connect with you guys. Like, I want to, and that's why I'm here.
Yes.
Like, I'll say I love you. And I'm in love with you.
Okay.
And I want us to...
Can I just pause?
This is so manipulative.
You said, I love you and I'm in love with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a difference between the two? I mean, I hear an immediate difference. Mm-hmm. Are there romantic feelings over there and here it's more of just like a friendly love?
It's not a one and one... So like... This is the energy we try to bring as well, and this is where I feel like
she's never
said
that.
How we know
connecting.
That it's manipulative?
Okay, so,
I mean, that is how we know. That
but
this
so
is
whenever
a
tactic. I try to express my feelings for you guys, I'm being manipulative.
Wow.
How can I express how I feel about you, how I feel about Love and Santa, and have you guys believe it? What can I do?
If you did like a do you know who Senior Wences is?
No,
I don't know who that is.
Senior like Wences. He like you make your fist like this and you can make it talk like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And look like he's talking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to do kind of an accent that I don't think
I'm
is
not gonna do it.
For this
I'm
situation.
Not gonna do any kind of accent just to be safe.
Santa Strong.
Yes.
Is it like that?
Yes.
It is.
That could be amazing. And so maybe we don't even need
Santa to Strong.
I feel like this is maybe a crutch for me, but I
maybe
always
you could
want
be
it.
Faith Hale.
Damn. I feel like this is the first nugget of the whole conversation.
I think so too. We found
the first thing we had.
Faith Hale.
Good. Yeah.
Nugget.
Had to interrupt me to get it, but
yeah.
Oh,
it would have been tough to go back. I mean,
no, I know. Just like. As I think about Santa Strong, and we've been talking about these like country things, I think just because it came off country strong.
While you're talking, I just want you to hear the power of it. Keep talking. Keep talking.
What?
No, just, but what do you want him
no,
to
just,
hear?
Just keep talking. I want you to hear the power of what can happen when you're telling, when you're talking. Keep talking.
So we've been speaking about... Santa
Strong and galore
in this one particular way,
riding high in the sky.
And I
keep talking.
Think that, like,
I don't know
at this present
why
moment,
they fall.
We may want to explore
down to the children,
Santa
what
Strong,
they do
as more of a parody of the Sublime song The Wrong Way, but it's called Santa Strong Way.
I'd just like to make a point that nobody was listening to what he was saying, but everybody was listening to
everyone was
song.
Hearing
everyone
the song.
Everyone was listening to the song.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's beautiful.
Thanks.
That's really beautiful.
That was really powerful.
God, I'm glad I came.
Hollywood Handbook.
Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again today.
Sort of.
Well, I was gonna
bunk.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are...
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often, when we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. There's just always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats?
Yes, yeah.
I have it. Punk.
You have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats?
No, but I'm clean hairy, so I'm always cleaning things up. Anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your friend's house. So you're going and seeing your friends.
Well, and I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it, like, there's no, like, scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just... guess I inhaled the cat disease that like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving, but they do have shaving stuff. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Well, actually... 6 to start, but if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters. The other ones.
Which other ones?
The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell a glitter box.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out, freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy? Check out this idea I just had. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded are a photo of an Aura frame inside the Aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an Aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of M.C. Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames, thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro, you have no idea.
I hate to tell you, mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No, 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 no. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma, brother. Your grandma does drugs, okay? So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma, everyone loves an Aura frame freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity. It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, we have the song.
Yeah,
we
so have the song is locked in.
Okay. Yeah,
that's so huge.
So we're not
huge. Now we have something to play
so
over the trailer.
Do you have a version of that?
That would be a really like good end credit song.
It could be nice. So it's like there's the
end credits. Is that what you said?
End credits song.
His
yeah.
song. You mean
his song? Because it's gonna the end of the movie is gonna feel really like kind of like uplifting and exciting.
Mm-hmm. So and it should I be in the that, past tense, whatever it's saying about Santa, right?
Yeah.
Is this a song you've already sung?
No.
Oh, would you mind doing a piece?
He would never sing a song that he's already sung before.
No.
Once he's sung it. It's out. It's in the world.
It would go a little bit like this. It would start a little bit like this. 200 years old, he was flying through the cold, and he's about to OD Santa strong way. And it would be sort of that. Like I assume Santa's 200 years old.
He's 200,
old.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's older than that.
Okay. Well, since we started this project, he's probably
That's right.
A million years old now.
That's true.
That's true.
Like, we just can't put dates in anything. Like, we can't have a release date. The poster cannot have a release date.
Are you all producers?
This has been.
We haven't produced anything, but I think that's the idea. I think that we would like to all produce something.
Yeah. We wear a lot of hats, not just hat pack hats. I think we've been producing, we've been writing, we've been theoretically directing.
Have you broken down the points and all that stuff of kind of like the when it was released, how much money you make and stuff?
We're anti-deucers. That's just what we are.
We're conducers. Mm-hmm. At this point, we're conducers.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of the points, let's just say none of us are going to be winning at midnight anytime soon because we've been getting
screwed.
How'd you do on there?
On at midnight?
Yeah.
What kind of numbers? We putting up?
I don't think I did. You guys work on at midnight?
No, I wouldn't say it was work.
Okay.
Do what you love, and you'll never work a day in your life.
So, all right, this studio you're talking about, so somebody's getting all the points, and that's the same pressure that you're getting to release it before Christmas, whoever has all the points.
They. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They have all the points. They want us to release it on Christmas.
Gosh, that's a lot of pressure.
That's...
No kidding.
I'm sure everybody's eager to go back to finding out how I can tell you how I feel without... being manipulative. I think probably everybody's still thinking about that, and I want us to be able to just close the loop on that because I can feel that it's been things have really been flowing in a way that I feel
well
like
I this. Did answer that
and it
led to something really creative and you didn't hear it, but that doesn't mean I didn't say it. I gave you
you want
Senior
me to
Wences.
Say
yes,
okay,
that's how you can tell me how you feel.
Okay,
a Sharpie would have like If you're really selling it, a Sharpie with like, you know, giving it a little
as a
face,
as a
like an actual
actor,
identity.
We haven't forgotten. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, as a trained actor, your face is used to deceive.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to remove that from the equation. And Hayes has found something of an ingenious method.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can
okay.
I see your wedding ring?
Through.
Can you take it off?
Comes off real easy.
Just, would you mind putting your hand up like that? Here, let me help. If you want to speak, if the only way you're going to hear is for her to speak through Senior Winston, is that his name?
Wences.
I'm going to, if you can put your hand up.
Good Senior Wences.
No, like he was
Senior
like he
Wednesday.
Was saying. Yeah. And I'm going to do this.
Tie in.
Okay.
With
put this thing on Wednesday. Netflix.
Get Jenna.
So we get, so it's Osama Bin Laden.
Yes.
It's Senior Wednesday.
Yes. Okay. 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 Wow.
Say what you want to say.
Hayes, I would like.
Okay.
Hayes and Sean, I would like.
Okay. I remember us having a conversation about the accent I remember us coming out on the...
I'm having a hard time.
Tony, it looks
you.
Uncomfortable. It looks a little tenuous that your hand is shaking holding that.
Is it? No. I want this to happen because this needs to happen.
Tony, I know.
I just need you to have a little more clarity, please.
I know it's difficult, but I just am not feeling connected to this with my wedding ring here.
Hayes.
And the eyebrow goes up.
Sean. Oh. Hello. I love you.
Sean, do you hear what?
And I'm in love with you.
Yeah. I thought you were okay.
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
I heard the first part. I didn't hear the second.
The names. So you heard the names?
I want to get it all clean. Mm-hmm. I just want to get the whole thing clean.
Okay. With the names, or you have the names? We already have the names.
I think we have the names, okay. And now I just need.
I love you. And I'm in love with you.
So
wow,
and you know, I'm also technically married to this.
I am detecting a bit of an accent, honestly.
Oh, or,
again, yeah. No accent. Okay,
it's fine. It's fine. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should be allowed to do it.
Now, what would you like to say over there?
Me? Oh,
what would Sir Winston would like to say to our other friend,
Sean? I love you too, and I'm in love with you.
Okay, so I'm second, and my wedding ring is not involved.
Well, would you like your wedding ring to be involved?
Well, it's just what I asked for. I don't know why.
I don't remember you asking for that, but please.
Yeah. I mean, I did. Maybe in the...
the little beard.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Little goatee.
That's really nice.
Sean and Hayes, I love you, and I'm in love with you.
Wow.
So much.
Thank you for saying that. You're obviously
really kind.
Really pretty.
You came a long way to do this.
The bearded lady.
Feels really special to hear you say that. And
I'm in love, I think, with the idea of you.
Yeah.
That's okay.
All right. Well, if you don't mind,
love is love.
Whoa! I finally get my what hand that is, means.
All along, I've been hurting? Like, "What is? What like, the fuck are you talking what are you, about?" When people say that until this moment,
like,
I was
like, "Sure, I guess." But what the fuck are you talking about?
Like, yeah. Okay. But like, what
is now?
That
I
mean?
Finally get now. Like, love get is love. It. Like from now on, will resonate with me.
Yeah.
I want you all to watch this really quick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want you all to watch this. Watch this. This is how beautiful this is going to just separate. Watch.
Wow.
Okay. And then now all our rings are pretty similar.
Just give me one second.
But I think that means like, yeah. You know, and then who cares? You know what
are,
I mean?
Are they're any all... of yours engraved by chance?
Mine is not engraved. I believe love is love, so I don't.
Mine is not engraved either. Okay.
All right. I'd like to just simplify this. Mine is not engraved.
I'm so pretty again, sure this that is makes yours. It easy. Yeah. Like it, like
it's yours.
It doesn't matter.
I think it does.
Is it?
Hold on.
Does that feel right?
This is mine, because yours is thinner, and amen. You yourself are
this
thinner.
This is mine.
I'll have to ask my wife.
And mine was a little more scratched. Does that feel right?
Or
we're connected for a long time. I think this is mine.
That's really nice.
Crazy. You'll find out when you get in your car and you just naturally drive home to your wife.
That's right. If the ring tells you, house. You put your ring on the wheel and the ring
and
tells you where to go.
It just kind of guides you
so.
Where you're supposed to be.
Or you get home and she goes, is that Tony Hale's ring?
Location.
Location,
that's all. I think once we have the song, like you were saying, like feel the power of when someone's talking while the song is being sung. It doesn't matter. No one's going to hear what is actually happening in the movie because we have the song going the whole time.
Yeah.
But we do need to figure out just like where to
the visuals.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Where to just like set up the camera. Doesn't matter what's on there. We just need a location where to set it up where it will not be consumed.
What about the tar pits?
Sucked into the earth. So not that. Like that's a place where it would be.
It's it's also too similar with to the swamp. So yes. I don't want it. Like we want to have like a sort of like diversity in terms of location.
And that's what we're finding. Yeah. We're running into the same problem where basically every place that we consider will suck all of the crew and the equipment into itself.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tar pits are where the rap party's at, so we don't want to double up there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that's okay. If it, like once we're shot, I honestly would love.
I'd like everyone to sink into the fucking bottom.
I would love for me and everyone else to be. Yeah. That would just make it just a clean,
sweet relief.
Yeah.
Also, props to whoever like came up with that rap party there. That's staying on theme.
Thank you.
It was props.
That was Kevin.
Props. Mm-hmm.
Good job,
Kevin. Yeah.
Thanks.
Kevin's props.
We're over budget for that, by the way. I gotta let you guys know.
Oh man,
over budget for the rap party.
Yeah, significantly.
What about a rap coat?
Okay, oh, like a rap gift.
I love to talk about rap gifts before the job is even finished.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. We've had a lot of rap gift conversations.
Like get to the end and be like,
oh, we gotta figure out something.
God, there's no rap gift, and it's a movie about presents.
I mean, is it to like hats?
That feels a little self-promotional.
For a Christmas movie, a wrap gift wrap.
Oh, I like that.
I mean, is that clever?
It is clever.
It's loving Santa gift wrap.
That's good.
And we wrap it in itself. Is that something special
mm-hmm.
for that everyone to feel special. A part of it? And then they are giving, you know, it's the spirit. It's giving you give it to every, you know, all
it
was
the poster.
Friends.
We didn't actually figure out what was on there.
It sounded like Big Laden was the
Big Laden is
presence.
Definitely going to have to be on.
Big Laden, we wearing a Loving Santa shirt or something. Right.
I can also see
stomach.
A lot of these families getting gifts with like a Santa ODing on the wrapping paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be pretty powerful to give to their kids.
Yeah, depending on the style of OD we decide to do.
Is there a way we could have us driving driving away from Carson's house?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Us driving away.
Oh, just like us show. As the as the producer driving away as from the Carson. From
Carson's
house.
Yeah,
we got away from Carson.
Wait, no,
Carson.
Sorry, I think clear. That's actually a really good idea. Let's set up the shoot, and we'll do the shoot. And all you'll have to do is get in your car. And just start driving away. And we will be shooting. Like, don't worry.
We're right
like, we will be
you.
Filming
we're
you.
We're filming it.
We will be filming the whole thing. But this is really important that we get this right.
What a good idea
for
us.
And we're going to need that's all you need to do.
Yeah.
And so, like, just focus on that aspect of your character.
Okay.
You.
Oh, were
like,
you in the movie?
I mean, I wasn't until now, which didn't feel like a
missed
opportunity.
Your head will be when we're filming this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, oh, wow. But then you'll cut and then you'll tell me when to come back.
We will, yes. We're gonna need a lot of this, and so like, don't wait for
it's
the
a
cut.
For
it's
safety.
A oneer, exactly.
And we're gonna have to get room tone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
so we're gonna have to roll on it for a while after.
And don't turn around. Do not turn around because that will ruin the whole. We'll have to throw out.
Yeah.
All don't of, like, turn the whole around. Uh oh. Big Laden is in town. Uh oh.
That sounds like a good
wait
song.
A minute.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
this a musical? I feel like
we
really
we
landed
have,
on something.
All we have
something.
Are songs.
It's starting to feel like
all
the only thing
songs.
We've
Big
really
Laden's in town.
Like,
yeah.
Big Laden's in town. Uh-oh.
And it is an uh-oh when Big Laden
I think
arrives.
Christina Baranski would do a great job with that song.
She would.
Big Laden's in town. Uh-oh.
She would
we
slay.
S-L-E-I-G-H.
Yes. Nice.
Nice.
No, I've never felt that good about anything. No, I've been sad.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.